The following audio was recorded at the Crown Financial Ministries 2009 staff reunion event in November. This is General Session number 5, Honoring Crown Champions.
We've got a little bit of a, interesting transition from worship, but it's exciting and it's something that I think you'll enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, in my hand I hold this morning's top 10 list. Applause sign. And I'd like to introduce myself. My name's Dave, and this is my friend Paul Schaefer in the back. Paul, how's it going?
Good, Dave. Good.
You feeling good this morning? Did you get some eggs and bacon croissants?
I did. It was lovely. I loved
Fruit Loops, maybe?
No Fruit Loops this morning.
Okay. Well, this morning, our top 10 list that I have in my hand is called How to Be a Crown Champion.
Champion.
All right. Number 10. Create God Provides Collectible Trading Cards. By the way, you have to laugh at the end of every one of these. If you don't. Yeah, thank you, Paul. We need Paul back there. Okay. Number 9, market an Abraham and Isaac lunchbox.
Does it come with a thermos?
No thermos.
Oh.
No thermos. Uh-huh. Number 8, distribute rich man bobblehead dolls.
Look.
You look like Harry Carey.
It's my Hi! Cubs win!
Okay, anyway. Number 7. Create a computer virus that redirects all global computers to crown.org.
Redirect.
Number 6. Receive a free money map with each government stimulus.
They like that one.
People, I want to give you my money map. That was my Barack Obama. Thank you.
President.
Okay, numero 5. Record a hit single called My Crown Will Go On. To the tune of My Heart Will Go On. Do you know it? Okay, I think I can do this. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is now I know you. Go on.
Jack.
Okay. That's right. Numero 4. Sponsor a Crown Financial Ministries credit card. How'd that one get there? Okay. Number 3. Buy Crown logo wear as a Christmas gift for everyone in your neighborhood.
All the way.
That's good. I wouldn't mind getting, if you guys, I'll give you my address. If you guys want to send me some Crown logo wear for Christmas, I'll take it because I won't get anything else. Okay, number two. Sell God Provides, TM, character Tickle Me Isaac doll.
Tickle Me Isaac doll.
And number one thing, tout to be a crown champion. This is huge. This is big, Paul. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Tell them what it is.
Visit your local church pastors dressed as William Wallace.
How to be a crown champion.
Oh, yeah. Give it up for the band. Now, that's not the real champion list. We actually have, you know, we're going to highlight some crown champions today, so we thought it was fitting. We have a little tune. I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face. Thank you.
Here for our new crown champions. Woo! You guys are giving Letterman a run for his money. I tell you what, I've never heard Letterman sing like that. What about you guys? We thought in all seriousness that we'd put together a list of ways you could champion crown. We pulled several of you throughout this week and asked for your ideas on your favorite ways to champion crown. And we thought we came up from you all. We heard so many creative ideas. We just wanted to share them real quickly this morning. The first way that we thought was a great favorite way to share crown is to welcome new neighbors into your neighborhood by providing baked goods and a lifted up giveaway DVD tucked right inside. Second idea was to ask God for one poor person to share the widow in oil. The third, sponsor a city event to raise funds for a language translation. Can you imagine your city or your church or your community being the one that sponsors Swahili or sponsors Portuguese? Wouldn't that be a great opportunity? Another one is partner with your local high schools and universities to share crown. And we actually have representative from Cedarville University here this week. And Cedarville has been a phenomenal partner with Crown, with Career Direct. And we're talking about additional opportunities to partner. So don't forget your schools and universities. And this is one that we have promoted for years and years, but we never want you to forget that we would love for you to travel with us around the globe. Take a short-term mission trip with Crown. Here's another great idea, and it's targeting a specific group that's very dear to our hearts. Provide workshops targeting engaged or young married couples. Can you imagine an engagement weekend where you had the opportunity to go through God's biblical financial principles to help people get started in their marriage? Oh, here's one that's dear to my heart. Use children's materials in after-school and summer camp programs. If you were in the Q&A session with Chuck yesterday, you heard that we actually have the opportunity and are in discussions with a children's youth camp that serve 25,000 youth per summer and are in discussions about them using God Provides as their curriculum this summer. Would that not be a praise, a wonderful way to champion Crown? Now, here's one we heard at our director's training. We just had to pass on to the rest of you. Consider starting a Crown small group with the pastors in your community. Forming a group of pastors in your community to go through the 10-week study builds an incredible bond and gives them the moral authority and authenticity to share that message throughout their congregation. Well, another one is that you have the opportunity in your workplace to form a business by the book group with your coworkers. And don't forget, if you are a Crown Money Map coach, if you're a seminar instructor, you have many additional areas of influence to share. So no matter what your role in Crown, you have an opportunity to share it in other environments. And then finally, partner with a local job fair to provide guidance using Career Direct. We have some exciting plans in store for Career Direct. We will be rolling it out globally. In fact, South Africa has actually leading us in some innovations in using Career Direct, and you will hear a lot more about Career Direct and helping people with their job fit tools we'll be providing for them. So as we celebrate you all as champions, we wanted to give you some favorite ways to champion Crown.
Well, what is a Crown champion? A Crown champion is somebody who uses their time and their talent and their resources to advance our mission. They go to great efforts to help us to accomplish what God's called us to do. And you will hear us using that language more and more in the future. To come and join us, to come and be a Crown champion. As I look out here and see all of you, I know that's what's in your heart. And we need to rally more to join us. I don't know about you, but I look at this big place where we've hosted this event, I know that if we could get them all in one spot, they wouldn't all fit in this room, would they? But we have champions all over the world. One of them that comes to my mind is John Bean. John is very unique in what he does. His outreach is a little different than some that we've had before. Does anything look different to you about this picture than the normal Crown studies that we do? I'm sorry, can you see right here behind the drum set? Yeah, it's a little different context than what most of us are comfortable with. That's John teaching there. He's a Crown champion. John, where were you?
Zagreb.
I'm sorry?
Zagreb.
Oh, you were in Zagreb. I see. And exactly in Zagreb were you?
We were in the bar.
Yeah, I noticed. I typically don't get Crown champion pictures in this location, but you were teaching, weren't you? John is now heading up our effort to reach into the Catholic community, and his influence has spread all over the world. And I just want to tell you, John, I'm very proud of that effort that you've made there, and I appreciate what you do for us very, very much. And thank you for carrying that banner. C.S. Lewis reached a lot of people there, and I say go for it. Another story is at home office. We have a Crown champions who are at home office. And I spoke one morning and I said, those of us who work at home office, would you be willing to come and join us to be a Crown champion, to use your time and influence outside of just the network of people that we're currently reaching and help us to extend our reach? And Lou Ann Sutherland responded to that call. Lou Ann Sutherland is a great champion for Crown. Many of you know her and have interacted with her. And if you've ever turned in an expense report or gone through the finance department, you know Lou Ann. Lou Ann had an idea that she would tell her pastor, Pastor Fox, who is the pastor of a small Anglican church plant outside of Gainesville, Georgia. She would tell him about the new God Provides series. And so she championed that cause to him. Pastor Fox was impressed and he said, this is a tool that I can use in my ministry and I'm very, very excited about it. And so from Lou Ann to a local Anglican church, we were able to spread our reach right there outside of our home base. But it went further than that. As Peter Briscoe said yesterday, that one can become 1,000. And I will tell you this story, I believe, will be one becomes millions. Because of a Crown champion, because that pastor came in to meet me. He came in and said, I'd like to have lunch with Chuck and meet him. And he sat down and said, Chuck, I'm just so thrilled with this new resource, this new tool, this new method. it just really warmed my heart, and I just wanted to thank you for that, and I appreciate so much what you've done, and I just wanted to tell you. And I actually started to leave after saying thank you, and he said, but one more thing. Just one more. I'm the chairman of the board of another ministry, and we pioneered the effort to reach India with film 30 years ago. And we've translated Wells of Mercy, which is the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ, into every language in India. And we show that film 18,000 times a year. And I believe that you have provided for us, this ministry's provided for us, a follow-on discipleship tool to reach the nation of India. And I would like you to meet the founder of that ministry, who's a very dear friend of mine. His name is John Gilman. And in 2 weeks, John Gilman came to my office. And he walked in and he held his arms like this. And he said, brother, for 30 years I've been burdened looking for a solution to follow up the evangelism in India with a visual tool to reach that nation to disciple them. And I want to tell you, I know what you've been through, and I want to come and hug you and thank you for what you've allowed God to do. I want to partner with you to disciple the nation of India. And he embraced me, and we wept together. That's a crown champion. That's what can happen through you. That's the way God works when we're passionate about him. And that's what we want to call people to do, to join us, to become a champion for the greatest cause we could ever commit our life to, a cause that will go well beyond our own lifetime. One day we will turn back to dust. But those efforts, those extraordinary measures to go beyond your own comfort zone and to speak out and to use whatever God has given you to make him known, that's what it means to be a crown champion. This morning we want to honor some of those champions in our midst who have gone to extraordinary lengths. We have talked to our continental leadership and said, while we're here, let's thank as a body those who have gone above and beyond the call as volunteer crown champions so that they could be recognized and set an example that we might learn from those who have given their all to help us. We are a crown champion. We are Dr. Zhong and Young Park. I will never forget my first meeting with Dr. Park. We met at Bethel Korean after he had graduated from a small group study. Jim Sullivan, Jim and Kathy had introduced them to our small group study. One small group. That's what it took, that we could meet Dr. Young Park and his wife Young. After that, he got so excited about it. He asked me to come out and he shared his passion with me. He's a retired orthopedic surgeon. And he said, God is calling me to use the remainder of my life, my influence, to reach the nation of Korea. He said, I believe that this is the time that Korea needs us most. We've experienced an economic miracle since the Korean War. But we are not integrated. Our faith and our money are separated. They have a problem living in man's economy and trying to live in God's economy. I remember his words, we're a very spiritual people, but we are not faithful with money. And my burden is to get this message throughout the nation of Korea, and I'm called by God to do it. He came to know Crown first through the Larry Burkett studies, but since January, already in Korea through the efforts of Dr. Park and his team, 5,000 people have been taught through our small group study, and they have committed next year to reach 50,000 people. In Korea, their team calls it the Quiet Revolution. He says, we believe that our efforts could bring about a second reformation, and that crown champion is here today, the passion of one man. Would you welcome Dr. Young Park and his wife, Young Park, And Wilson, will you come up? Come up here, Dr. Park. Come, please.
Token of a deep appreciation and love for you for all that you have done throughout these years. May the Lord bless you and young, and you have many, many, many more years that you will be used most effectively for the kingdom. God bless you.
God bless you. You can say something, Dr. Clark. You can say something if you would like. Would you like to say something? I am a crown champion. I am Andre Steiger. He is a quiet and humble man who loves God's word. And in the early mornings, you will find him studying and praying with his family. He's preached Crown's message through pulpits in various denominations and in many, many countries. In the last 7 years, he's led numerous Crown studies and trained hundreds of people throughout the nation of Africa, including traveling at his own expense through Namibia, Zambia, Tanzania, Kenya, Liberia, Lesotho, Swaziland, and even to Egypt in order to present Business by the Book and the Bible on Money. The transformation in his own life through this work has expanded through his congregation, through his own business and company. He works as an attorney, through his community in which he lives, and even to the provinces where he stays. Jan and Alette consider him to be many things: their legal counsel, their close friend, a brother, a teacher. But most of all, we consider him to be the greatest example of a Crown champion, one totally committed to the mission of Crown throughout Africa and propelled by the passion of Jesus Christ. Will you welcome a Crown champion, Andre Steiger? Jan and Alette. Let's hold this brother's hands up.
Thank you, brother. What a joy.
Andre Steiger.
That's it. Thank you, hand, brother.
I think only the Lord knows what a joy it is for me to really give this to Andre today. You know, when you start in a continent the size of Africa, you know, you need all the help you can get. And Andre has been the greatest help besides the Lord and my wife for us in our journey. And it's not as though we talk every day, because it's not about talking. It's about doing. And I want to honor the Lord today for what he's done in your life, Andre, and for your faithfulness, and Mariette and the daughters. And thank you so much, my brother. God bless you. And may we reach more nations for the Lord in the coming years. God bless.
If I may, I think I'm going to be unfaithful if I don't put this at God's feet as an offering for his honor and his glory. I dare not take any of that, at least, but it's an honor to be involved. So, God, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to receive it on your behalf.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. We are crowned champions. We are Mark and Rhoda Lloydbottom. On a flight across the pond from London to America, God spoke to Mark and Lloyd Lloydbottom. He told them that He wanted them to join hands with us and to partner to reach the nation, his own nation, the United Kingdom. Mark sold a highly successful accountancy practice, a planning practice, in his home so he could become a full-time volunteer, completely funding his entire ministry, all of his travel, all of his work on translations and resources, all of his marketing dollars, all of the things that he that has happened in the United Kingdom have been funded by Mark. I consider him a Ron Blue of the United Kingdom, a very accomplished man, one with a great passion to use all of his days to reach his beloved homeland. Mark and Rhoda spent 9 months in the United States training and learning all that they could about this ministry so that they could be very effective champions. They survived a near-fatal car crash while they were in the United States. I remember the day realizing that God had spared their life for his purposes and his mission. They worked tirelessly and selflessly to advance this message in a difficult area where less than 6% of the population regularly attends churches. They are so passionate and so zealous. In fact, Mark has completed the refreshment of 8 new materials in less than 1 year. And I have had the privilege to flip through this book since he has arrived at this conference. And it has deeply blessed my heart what he has done to take some of our content from the small group study and put it into a devotional and wrap it in a format that you can go through it in the quietness of your own Bible study. It's I think a breakthrough product for us and one that I can't wait to share with all of you. We are crown champions. Will you join me in welcoming Mark and Rhoda Lloyd-Bottom? Let's go that side, Peter, and I will. Let's hold this. Get Mark's hand. Peter, right here. Here we go. God bless you.
Mark and Rhoda, self-sacrifice combined with a God-given talent is an awesome combination. We love you. Thank you very much. Take this.
Would you like to say something? Go ahead. Yes.
Oh, yes. Peter knows me well. Just a few words. I was driving on the right side of the road when that car was coming from the wrong side of the road, so you Americans, when you come to England, enjoy driving on the left-hand side. I just want to thank Crown. I can't tell you how much Crown has meant and does mean to me. And I guess I could speak for every one of us here. We're here because we love the Word of God. We're here because we love what He has embedded. And the DNA of Crown is the heart of what is in the Word of God. Let us, all of us, go back strengthened. I shared yesterday with a group that, in case any of you think I must be a super person for writing books and what have you, you're listening to a guy who, when he went to school, failed all of his exams. And God spoke to me and empowered me, and God gave me my skills. And so everything I do for Crown, everything we do, it's all for Him. Pray to God that He will continue to fill you and to refill you, that we may go forth ever stronger to reach this needy world. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. We are crowned champions. We are Mickey and Ruth Garverick. Mickey and Ruth have faithfully volunteered for years in many capacities for Crown Financial Ministries. They live in Washington, D.C., in the Northern Virginia area, and they serve as volunteer prayer coordinators, and they serve all of their local team members. Mickey never fails to send out a prayer blast that covers local prayer needs as well as national and international needs. They're very active as Money Map coaches, They're trainers of other money map coaches. They're certified seminar instructors, and they're highly successful promoters of Crown and all of our resources. They're always the first to offer their service in any way needed, and they come to every Crown event with their sleeves rolled up and ready to serve. They have an infectious passion to serve the body of Christ. Through his own counseling efforts, a couple was able to recover from thousands and thousands of dollars of debt and avoid foreclosure. And that story was covered on the national news in 2006. And it brought a great deal of awareness to our cause and to our purposes and glory to God. And I want you to join me in welcoming a Crown Champions, Mickey and Ruth Garverick. Let's give them their due honor.
Well, Mickey and Ruthie, it's hard to just write a few paragraphs to describe what you do for the ministry, and I know you're doing it all for the Lord. And I just want you two to know that I just love you dearly, and I know the whole U.S. love you. Even though you may be on one side of us, you minister to all of us in many, many ways. You really exemplify our core values of serving the Lord with excellence and keep us focused on Him. So thank you so much.
You earned it all. I give that to Ruth because behind every man that might even consider himself successful, there's even a more successful wife. And Ruth is the one that is my high S and my high C in the DISC profile. She keeps me dotting the I's and crossing the T's, but it is a joy to serve you all. Many of you here we've worked with in coaching experiences or else working training up your money map coaches, and it's just a pleasure to serve this ministry. I wish all of you could feel the joy that we do when we train a money map coach, and we've been able to do about 130 of them, and it's one of the neat blessings in our lives. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Mickey. God bless you. And we're not certified seminars.
Mickey just told me he was not certified as a seminar instructor. He needs to complete a certification, so... We'll hold you accountable for that, Mickey. This couple first got involved with us in 1989. They traveled as a young couple committed to the Lord to Dahlonega, Georgia, to meet with Larry Burkett and to be trained under Christian financial concepts. And at that time in their life, they made a commitment that they would follow God's financial principles all the way, that they would set a course for their life that all of their time, talent, and resources would be used for the perpetuation of the gospel and for God's glory and to serve others. They had a goal to leave the business world and then to be available completely for the Lord's purposes, and they have lived that out. Over the past 20 years, they've served many ministries, and they're also one of our Money Map coaches. They helped to establish a foster care center for orphans in Africa. They spend half the year there reaching out to orphans. Just recently, they began teaching those orphans the Crown Financial Ministry material. They have two adult children. They're in the process of relocating from New Jersey to South Carolina. After a very successful career on Wall Street, they have been extraordinarily generous with this ministry in every possible way. We are Crown Champions. We are Paul and Lauren Bagnoli. Will you please join me in welcoming them to the stage? We're not done yet. Stan, if you will take Paul, like this. Let's welcome. Let's honor these two. There we go. Paul is trying to hide.
This is not something I'm very comfortable with, and in fact, I have to admit we're a little embarrassed. We just try to show up every day and let God tell us what to do. And we do the best we can, and we make mistakes, but we are thrilled to be walking alongside Crown, Chuck, and Stan, and we're looking forward to working with Jan more closely in South Africa and throughout the continent of Africa, and I just want to say thank you. It's really, we're the ones who are blessed, so... thank you very, very much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. God bless you.
Love you guys.
God bless you.
Oh, man. Paul just told me he was going to get back at me for that. I hope you've caught a picture of the tapestry of the Lord's work while you've been here throughout this weekend. Several weeks ago, one of our donors came to me and he said, I have an express delivery package service in central Ohio. And I finally caught the vision that my labors in central Ohio delivering packages are moving forward a global outreach in unimaginable ways. He said, I go back to my job after being with Crown, and I thank God for the privilege of participating in this incredible movement of God. And he said to me, please don't ever thank me for giving to your ministry. I want to thank you for the work that's happening around the world. It is my high privilege and honor to be used by God in such a way. And he said, will you thank all of those faithful laborers who give me the pleasure of advancing his kingdom through your hands. I pray his affirmation falls on you. I pray that you feel the privilege that we have to join together and to do the greatest work that we could ever be called to. And it's happening in the four corners of the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The sun never sets on this work. One of the finest memories I have from our time together in the past, our reunion, was our time in which we went before the Lord and prayed. Because this is not about us, we are simply his faithful servants, as Mark so beautifully said. I stand before you with a firm conviction that the lower that we will go before the hand of God, the more he will be pleased to extend our reach and impact. I believe that with all of my heart. It's a principle of the kingdom. The more we decrease, the more he will increase. And my fervent desire is to be used up by God, to die on his battlefield, to die in the battle, fighting with you. I would like to invite you to go before the Lord with us this morning. And I'd like you, if you're not uncomfortable doing so, to stand up and come right up here as we begin to pray together as a body and just crowd around the body of believers from around the world. Would you just come forward and stand here, and we're just going to stand and pray together right up here. Joel, if you'll give them a mark right in here, just crowd around. Crowd around each other, and we're going to pray. Put your hand on somebody's back or shoulder. And as you're coming, I want to set a little context for what I'm hoping we will experience here this morning. There was a Presbyterian minister who felt burned out. He was deeply discouraged. He wanted to quit his pastorate. He was frustrated that nothing was happening in his ministry. We all move forward. There's still more people coming. We need to make room for everyone. Pack it in here if you can. Thank you. I didn't realize there were so many people in the back. You're coming out of the woodwork. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Make room if you can. A little tighter if there's any way possible. And this burned out pastor, this Presbyterian minister, was in South Florida at the time. He was there following a hurricane. He was there when the Florida real estate market crashed. And it was the precursor to the Great Depression in 1926. And he sat at a piano and he began to look up. And he just began to speak out loud to God. And he told him exactly what was in his heart. He was vulnerable and honest before God. And he wrote a little chorus that's become famous because he poured out his heart genuinely before his father. The first time the chorus was ever sang, his son, Bill Iverson, said that he went to church and began to sing the hymn to the congregation. And it was his entire sermon. They sang it for 45 minutes together. There was a young girl there, Helen Leonard, who was 10 years old. She told her father and mother that after the hymn was sung, an invitation was given. It was the only one hymn worship service she had ever been in her life from that day until then. And I'm not going to ask you to sing for 45 minutes. But she said in that room of people who had crowded together, instead of preaching, her father cried out to God with this little hymn. And she said the atmosphere was electric. And that one time in her life, that moment she would never forget, the Holy Presence came upon them. If you follow the ministry of Daniel Iverson, you will know that God used that little burned out Presbyterian pastor in unbelievable ways. At that little church, over 250 people were sent into full-time mission work after singing this song to the Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, and use me. Spirit of the living God, will you pray to our Heavenly Father aloud in your own language and ask the Spirit of the living God to fall fresh on us? Please pray in your own language with us now. Will you begin to pray for your nation? Will you begin to pray for your own nation? Will you pray for the Lord to raise up crown champions around you? Will you pray for the Lord to give you the territory that you so deeply love? Will you pray for Africa? Will you pray for the Spirit of God to move throughout Jan and Aled and all of their team? Lord, will you fall on Wilson Chia? Will you affirm the work of his hand this morning, Lord? Will you strengthen all of the great team members who are here throughout Asia? Lord, will you give them freshness? Father, will you give them more leaders? As Wilson said, he looks out onto the horizon and sees you raising up leaders all across Asia. Lord, will you fall on Europe and Peter Briscoe? Lord, will you fall on all of those who are laboring in areas that are so discouraging? Lord, will you give them victory and freshness? Heavenly Father, will you fall on all of those in the United States who are watching the devastation happen around us and saying, what can we do? And Father, I know they want to uphold you and they want victory in Christ. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Melt me. Lord, make us very small this day. Make us very small. Melt our hearts, Lord. Remind us of the things that truly matter. Allow us to put aside our hurts. Melt our hearts, Lord. Lord, mold us together. You are our head, Father. We are simply ligaments and tendons and joints and muscle and marrow, some for different purposes. But you mold us together, Lord. Mold us together with you, our head. The only way we can be unified is with you, Lord Jesus, as our head. Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. May your anointing fall on this body this day, Lord. Father, I know that we've been called to a deep passion to make you known, to fill the whole earth with your glory. Lord, I remember sitting in Cape Town looking at the banner above the church auditorium that said, the whole earth will be filled with your glory as the water covered the seas. Oh, Lord, we pray that you will fill us, that we will have the radiance of your Son, that will give us undaunted courage, Lord, that will give us conviction and strength and perseverance, Father, that will give us a supernatural victory, a victory that's not won by fighting flesh and blood, but by fighting the principalities of darkness, by fighting discouragement, by fighting the enemy that lies to us. Oh, Lord, would you fill us with your presence? Heavenly Father, will you give us the freshness and enthusiasm that this is a new day, that difficult times are coming our direction, that we need to be undergirded by you. Oh, Lord, we need you. And Heavenly Father, we ask you that you would remove the dross from our hearts. You would remove the dross so that we may be shined by you to be useful for your purposes, to take away the pride, Lord, to take away the friction that would prevent you from having your total way with us. Lord, I know every person in this room wants to be used by you. They deeply desire that their life count for your purposes and your glory. Lord, they've responded to your word this week, and now we ask you for your Holy Spirit to fall fresh on us. Fall fresh on us. Will you join as we sing, Spirit of the Living God?
Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me.
just a moment, and I want to ask Jan if you would pray for your nation right now, brothers. We quiet our hearts and allow Jan to speak to the Lord. And Wilson, would you pray for your nation? And Peter, will you pray for your area, your continent? Pray for your continents. And Christy, will you pray for yours? Pray for all the people who are here now.
Thank you that we can pray together. Thank you that your word says where two or more are gathered in your name, you are there. But Father, more than that, you say wherever we agree on anything, that you will grant it to us, Father. So Father, today we pray for Africa, Father.
Yes.
Father, we come before you and admit that our knowledge, our intellect cannot do for Africa what she needs, Father. We need your hand. We need your help, Father. We pray that you will release by your Spirit, Father, something new over Africa, Father. That you will look at those giants, Father, of corruption, of people captured, Father, and belief systems that keep them from seeing you, from keep them from becoming creative, Father. That you will destroy those Goliaths, Father. Father, I pray that you will raise up team members across Africa, Father. You will touch leaders, Father, strategic leaders across that continent, Father, and bring them together in a unity, Father, under the banner of Christ and with the message of lordship, Father, and stewardship and generosity, Father, that that continent will be changed for you, Father. Lord, we beg you, we plead with you to give us these things, Father.
Yes.
We commit ourselves to you, Father, and your cause, and we pray that you will make us one like Jesus prayed for us to be one, Father. So, Lord, we give Africa into your hands. We give ourselves into your hands, Father, and pray that you will move upon us, and we are aware that it's not our work, but it's your work, Father. Help us to see you work. Help us to move with you where you are working, Father. Thank you that you love Africa more than we do, Father. And you want to deliver her as well, Father. So we give her to you, and we pray that you may bless us, Father. In Jesus' name.
Father, we love you and worship you this morning. And we acknowledge that we are standing on the shoulders of the giants of history.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for Lydia, the saleswoman who brought the gospel into Europe for the first time, the first church held in her house. We thank you throughout the dark ages of the great saints, Lord, who persevered through a great persecution to keep your church alive through all the dark ages. We thank you for the great reformers, Lord, who took us back to your word. Lord, we thank you for the great missionaries of the 18th and 19th century who took your word throughout the whole world to the ends of the earth. And yet, Lord, we're mindful of the way in which we departed from the word in the 19th and 20th century. And that we went last century, Lord, through a very dark period in our history. And yet, Lord, you are not finished with Europe. You are not finished with the individuals who live there. Lord, we believe that you will bring revival again. We do pray for the continent of Europe, Lord, that once again, that they would send these giants of faith throughout the whole earth. We do pray, Lord, that your spirit would go from the east, from Russia to the west to Ireland, and Lord, that your spirit once again may bring revival until the time that we all meet together in Jerusalem. Lord, when you gather all the saints together, Lord, we do pray for our continents that you would be merciful and you would grant us, Lord, to give ourselves to you with everything that we have and hold nothing back. We pray, Lord, for our continents in the name of Jesus.
God, we bring North America before you, just asking that once again you would continue to show yourself mighty on this land, that Father, we truly could turn back to you, and that as we let your light shine, that we would bring glory and honor to you, and that people that look at North America and see how we interact and help take care of each other and reach out and take care of the rest of the world would bring glory and honor to you as the source of it all. Father, we do thank you that we were founded in the United States on your principles. We have that in our history, and we thank you so much. And I just pray that you would bring us back to yourself. Lord, I pray a blessing over our government. Father, please show yourself to them for your glory, Lord. Help us to be that light that shines brightly for you. Father, I just thank you for all the doors that you open for us to reach out and to minister. I pray that you would continue to open those doors for our staff and volunteers all across North America, Lord. That you would allow us to touch millions and millions of lives with your word. And we are just so humbled to be part of your work, because we know that it's your word and your spirit that transforms lives. And we just get to be one of those vehicles of delivering it. So thank you for that incredible privilege. Father God, I do pray that you would deliver us as North America, as the United States. And I pray for Rod and Canada as well, that you would deliver us all from this grip of materialism that we have just settled for, that we think is the prize to be held. Help us to understand what the true prize is, what those true riches are, Lord, and that we can experience those here on this earth. Father, I thank you for our volunteers and our staff who do spend themselves to get this message out for your glory. I pray that you would continue to use them in mighty ways, Lord. Help them to be the ambassadors that you've called us all to be. And please continue to equip us to plead as on your behalf for people to be reconciled to you. So, Father, that's my request and our prayer for North America, that we would be reconciled to you. And we would be a nation under you, and that we would truly be a Christian nation. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we speak for our nation to raise, Lord God, the economic level of Asia, Father, and for forgetting, Father, that you are the source, Father. Forgetting that you are the one who gives us the ability to build, to give wealth, Father. So we come before you on behalf of nation, that if we have, Lord, forgotten and taken it upon ourselves that it is all from us, we humbly repent before you, Father, for our nation. Then in this time of repentance, Father, you will accept us, Father, as we come before you this morning, Lord, to ask for your grace and your mercy, Father, that you will open our eyes, our ears, Lord, and our hearts and our spirit, Lord God, to hear the message of the time, Father, and to respond to the message, Lord God, that you will raise Asia, Lord God, for a time such as now, to fulfill the plans that you have in the last days, that the Gospels will go forth to the east and into Jerusalem, Father, that you will use, Lord God, all the resources that you're providing us. And also, Lord, I just come before you right now, and I've asked my brother, Lord God, from Asia and from the Chinese-speaking community to just pray before you right now on behalf of all Asia too. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for my beloved wife and my children. I thank you, God, for those families who are here who are unified in an effort to reach the world for your glory. I thank you for the children who are being discipled in all these homes. Lord, I pray that your spirit will fall upon us now, and we will be changed and renewed. I pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.